Let's begin to track some concrete situations or concrete issues.
接下来我们一起来看几个很实际的情况。
I plan to talk first of all about the issue of divorce and remarriage.
我想先跟各位谈一谈离婚跟再婚的问题。
And then probably, depending on our time, probably also talk about the role of women in church society and in the home, etc.
如果有时间的话，我们再讲一下，妇女们在教会或者在社会里的地位。
Okay, regarding the issue of divorce, let's first look at a few sayings by our Lord Jesus Christ.
关于离婚的事情，我们先看看耶稣基督在这几件事情上怎么说。
Let's first look at Mark 10:11.
我们先看马可福音十章十一节。
Mark 10,
马可福音第十章新约六十二页。
Let's read it from verse 2.
从第二节开始，第十章第二节。
Mark 10, verse 2 through, let's read from 12, okay?
从马可福音第十章从第二节念到十二节。
We'll read verse 2 in English and verse 3 in Chinese.
用起音的方式，第二节用英文，第三节用中文。
And the Pharisees came up and in order to test him, ask, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?
耶稣回答说，摩西吩咐你们的是什么？
They said, Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and to put her away.
耶稣说，摩西因为你们的心硬，所以写着条例给你们。
But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female.
因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Okay. And the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh.
所以人和的人不可分开。
And in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter.
耶稣对他们说，凡休妻另娶的，就是犯奸淫，辜负他的妻子。
And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Now, in this statement of Jesus,
在耶稣的这句话里，
Jesus mentioned that whoever divorces his wife,And marries another, commit adultery against her.
耶稣对他们说，凡休妻另娶的，就是犯奸淫，辜负他的妻子。
Now in Mark's version, according to the report of Mark, Jesus did not give any kind of exception. Just a blanket statement. Whoever divorces his wife and marry another, commit adultery.
在马可福音，耶稣并没有其他的条件。他说，谁这个休妻另娶的，就是犯奸淫了。
Okay, let's look at theParallel passage in Matthew chapter 19.
跟这个经节有关的是在马太福音十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章。
Okay, let's read.Beginning with verse 3.
我们从第三节开始念。
Again, verse 3 in English, verse 4 in Chinese.
还是用起音的方式。
And the Pharisees came up to him and tested him by asking, Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause?
耶稣回答说，那起初造人的是造男造女。
And said, For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的，所以神配合的人不可分开。
Verse 7. They said to him, Why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away?
耶稣说，摩西因为你们的心硬，所以许你们休妻，但起初并不是这样。
And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for unchastity and marries another commits adultery. Verse 10. Go ahead.
门徒对耶稣说， 人和妻子既是这样，倒不如不娶。
Verse 11, but he said to them, not all men can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given.
因为有生来是阉人，也有被人阉的，并有为天国缘故自阉的，这话谁能领受就可以领受。
Okay, another passage is found in Matthew chapter 5.
另外一段在马太福音第五章
32.
第五章三十二节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 31.
马太 32. 福音第五章三十一到三十二节。
It was also said,Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.
只是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫他做淫妇了。人若娶着被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫了。
Okay. Again, in Matthew over here, Jesus put an except clause. That means except for the cause of adultery or for the cause of unchastity.
所以在这里耶稣又提到一个例外，就是原则上不可以休妻，可是因为淫乱的缘故好像就是可以。
What we have seen is given from the saying of Jesus, or as is reported about the saying of Jesus, according to Mark, Jesus talked about no divorce, whatever, no consideration, period.
所以如果我们只看马可福音，就耶稣说不可以休妻，就是没有任何例外。
Yet, in according to Matthew, Jesus said there is one exceptionExcept on the ground of unchastity or on the ground of adultery, then divorce would be permitted.
可是在马太福音，耶稣却定了一个例外，就说如果在这个因为淫乱的这个情形下，好像是可以离婚的。
Is there any contradiction between the two?
在这两段圣经是不是有冲突呢？
Not so, unless you want to be approached that legalistically.
你它其实没有冲突啊，除非是你解圣经是用很严格的守法的方式。
Actually, again, over here, we can see what I talked about yesterday about the lesser of two evils. The absolute principle is no divorce. Marriage is for the life, for the whole time, for life.
我们再次看到这个两害相权取其轻的原则，就是。除非有这个淫乱缘故，就不能够离婚。
Well, no, absolutely. Absolute principle is divorce, no matter what, is evil.
就是离婚，这是一个绝对的原则，就是是不好的。
Okay, let me give you another passage of scripture found in Malachi chapter 2, verse 14 to 16.
往前翻到马拉基书第二章。
Malachi chapter 2,
马拉基书第二章
14 to 16,
十四到十六节。
Okay, again, let's read verse 14 in English and 15 in Chinese.
还是用起音方式来念。
You ask, why does he not? Because the Lord was witness to the covenant between you and the wife of your youth.To whom you have been faithless, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant.
虽然神有领证余力，能造多人，他不是单造一人呢？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人得千乘的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈在幼年所娶的妻。
Verse 16 in English, For I hate divorce.Say the Lord God of Israel, and covering one's garment with violence, say the Lord of hosts. So take heed to yourself and do not be faithless. It's again very clearly stated, God hates divorce.
所以这里很清楚的再一次的指出，耶和华是很恨恶休妻的事。
Therefore, divorce is evil.
所以离婚是不对的。
No matter what happened, divorce is evil. Let's keep that in mind.
不管怎么样，这个离婚是不对的。
However, let's turn to Ezra.
我们往前翻到以斯拉记。
Ezra chapter 10.
以斯拉记第十章。 在旧约594页。
Ezra chapter 10, let's read the first five verses.
以斯拉记第十章，我们念头五节。
Ezra chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 5.
第一节到第五节。
Okay, this time we let Chinese read verse 1.
用中文先。以斯拉祷告、认罪、哭泣、俯伏在神殿前的时候，有以色列中的男女孩童聚集到以斯拉那里，成了大会，众民无不痛哭。
And Shekinah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Elam, addressed Ezra, We have broken faith with our God and have married foreign women from the people of the land. But even now, there is hope for Israel in spite of this.
现在当与我们的神立约，休这一切的期，离绝他们所生的，照着我主和那因神命令暂禁之人所议定的，按律法而行。
Arise, for it is your task, and we are with you. Be strong and do it.
以斯拉便起来，使祭司长和利未人，并以色列的众人起誓，彼这话去行。他们就起了誓。
Okay, over here we see another thing. Namely, from the passage we mentioned earlier, divorce is evil.
我们在这里看见，就是刚才读的那些圣经都说，离婚是不好的。
God's original intention for marriage is for life length, as long as you live.
神的本意就是婚姻是一生的事。
Therefore, to break that faithfulness, therefore to divorce is evil.
所以离婚是不对的。
However, in Ezra, we see these people commanded themselves to exactly to divorce their foreign wives.
可是我们在刚才以斯拉书这里读到的，就是这些人他们立誓，他们要跟他们的妻子离婚。
Again, the principle we talked about yesterday, let all the evil come into play here.
所以我们昨天讲两害相权取其轻、又在这里显明了。
That is, to divorce is evil.
离婚是不对。
However, to marry these foreign women in, so that their faith, their faithfulness to God be corrupted is a greater evil. For that reason, they chosen that way, divorcing these foreign wives.
可是在这里我们看见娶外邦女子以致让他们对神的信仰有了影响，这是更大的害处，所以就因为这个缘故，他们应当跟妻子离婚。
However, somehow in Christian circle, I don't know where they got the idea, but somehow some people just think that no matter what happens, absolutely there is no way anybody should divorce.
可是有一些基督徒认为，不论如何，不可以离婚。
But again, I said, divorce is evil. Divorce is not good at all. Divorce is evil.
我实在强调离婚是不好的事。
However, there are some situations where divorce becomes lesser of the evils.
可是也有的时候离婚是两个害处中间的比较轻的那一。
Under such kind of circumstances, probably the right thing to do would be taking that route, lesser of the evils.
所以在这种情况下，也许我们应该选择这比较轻的害处。
And again, we have that kind of statement mentioned by Paul in First Corinthians chapter 7.
保罗在哥林多前书第七章也提起。
Again, let's look at how it's operative here.
我们看看这里是怎么样的一个情形。
First Corinthians chapter 7,
哥林多前书第七章
verse 10,
第十节。
Paul prefaced what he wanted to say by the statement of Jesus, by the commandment of Jesus.
保罗在第十节特别先提出来，他要讲的就是主吩咐的。
Okay, let's read verse 10. Let's start with English this time. Verse 10. To the married, I give charge, not I, but the Lord, that the wife should not separate from her husband. By the way, let me explain that. The separate, the word used here, is really mean divorce. It's not really mean you are not living together, but still married. Not that kind of thing.
这里离开就是离婚的意思，并不是说暂时的分居。
The reason why is verse 11 make it very clear.
因为我们看十一节就可以明白。
Okay, let's read in Chinese.
若是离开了，不可再嫁。 或是人同丈夫和好，丈夫也不可离弃妻子。
Well, okay, let me give you a better translation. I think Chinese translate a little differently.
我想再翻得正确一点。
It says, but if she does, namely if she happened to be separated from her husband, let her remain unmarried. That's what Greek says.
就是说如果是离婚了应该维持夫妻不
没有结婚的身份。OK, 不是说不要再嫁啊。OK, somehow, English is not, Chinese translation is not quite good there. Namely, the result of separation, or the separation mentioned about here, end up in no marriage.
是因为离婚的缘故他们就没有结婚。
Therefore, the, 不是离婚的分开的结果就变成没有结婚的。Therefore, the separation mentioned in verse 10 really meaning,divorce.
所以我们在这里看到第十节讲的离开就是离婚的意思。
Therefore, 11 says, but if she does, let her remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband.
他说若是离开了就一直就不要结婚然后这样子还可以和丈夫和好。
And that the husband should not divorce his wife.
丈夫也不可以离弃妻子。
Now, verse 12.
十二节。
Pay paying attention there. To the rest I say, not the Lord, that if any brother has a wife who is an unbeliever and she consents to live with him, he should not divorce her.
妻子有不幸的丈夫，丈夫也情愿和她同住，她就不要离弃丈夫。
Okay, let's finish this passage anyway.For verse 14, for the unbelieving husband is consecrated through his wife, and the unbelieving wife is consecrated through her husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean. But as it is, they are holy.
倘若那不幸的人要离去，就由他离去吧。无论是弟兄是姐妹，遇着这样的事，都不必拘束。神召我们，原是要我们和睦。
Verse 16, wife.How do you know whether you will save your husband? Husband, how do you know whether you will save your wife? Now, in verse 12, let me explain something which a lot of people misunderstood.
我想在十二节我再解释一下，因为有好些人误会了。
Verse 12 says, "To the rest, I say, not the Lord."
他说我对这些人说，不是主说。
That statement does not mean Paul here is giving his own opinion, not with the authority of the Lord.
这里并不是说保罗在这里就在开始跟人家讲他自己的意思，不是神让他讲的。
What Paul is saying here is, when Jesus was on earth during his earthly ministry, Jesus did not say anything about this particular situation.
保罗在这里是说当主在世上这个讲到的时候，没有提到这一件这个情况。
Therefore, Paul said, "I authorized by Christ. Let me tell you what you ought to do."
他这里是说，我是在主的授权之下来跟你们讲，在这种情况下应该怎么办。
How can I say this? 这是什
么样的情况 ？Namely,
in a couple, one spouse, either brother, either husband or wife.One is Christian, the other non-Christian.
这就是说，在一个夫妇的情况，他们中间有一个人是信主的，另外一位还没有信。
Under such kind of circumstances,
在这种情形下
，Paul says,
保罗说
，Of course, with the authority of the Lord,
他借着主给的权柄说
，Christian should not initiate divorce.
所以基督徒不应该。发起就是开始这个离婚的行动。
Under this kind of circumstances, Christians should not initiate divorce.
在这种情况下，这个基督徒的这一方不可以先提出离婚。
However,
可是
if the non-believing partner initiate divorce,
如果那有不信的配偶希望离婚
，then Christian does not have to fight against it.
这个基督徒的这个配偶他不需要跟他争执。
Paul here said, well, if the non-believing party want to divorce, let it alone.
如果这位没有信的配偶他们要离婚，就让他去。
Verse 15 say, But if the unbelieving partner desires to separate, let it be so.
他说在十五节谈论，那不信的人要离去，就由他离去吧。
Therefore Paul does not say, Well, if your unbelieving partner wants to divorce, he said, No, no, according to the scripture, divorce is evil, therefore I fight against it, I want to fight against you, or something like that. Paul said, That's not the case.
他是说对，就是基督徒的这一方不可以因为没有信的配偶要离开，就说因为圣经上说这个是不对的事情，所以我就尽量的拦阻跟他争。
Therefore, let me say it again. According to Paul, under such circumstances, Christians should not initiate divorce.
保罗在这里说，基督徒不应该提出离婚。
If the other party, non-believing party, consent to live with you, you ought to continue your marriage because divorce is evil.
如果丈夫或者是妻子，那个不幸的丈夫妻子愿意跟你同住的话，你就应该跟他同住，因为离婚是不对的。
However, if the non-believing party,
如果那个没有信的那个方
wants divorce,
他们愿意离婚
，he or she doesn't want to, does not consent to live with you and cause all trouble in the family.
他不愿意跟你同住，以致造成家庭很多的困难。
And he or she wants divorce.
那个不幸的那方愿意离婚。
Under such circumstances, divorce is the lesser of evil. Therefore, Paul said, "Don't fight against it. Let it be so."
在这种情形下，离婚就是两害中间这个比较轻的，所以不要跟这个事情抗争，就让他离开。
Therefore, I'm not talking about okay, let's go ahead and divorce. I'm not talking like about that. I'm saying under certain circumstances, according to the biblical teaching, divorce may be lesser of evil.
我并不是鼓励离婚，我只是说在这一类的情况下头，这个离婚可能是两个害中间比较轻的。
However, divorce is evil. Let's keep that in mind.
可是我们必须要记得，离婚是不好的事。
Therefore, we should not divorce easily.
所以应该是很慎重的。
And as a matter of fact, divorce brought about all kind of heartache, a lot of problems into the family, into the person himself also.
所以离婚会让这个家庭或者是那个人的本人都带来很大的困难。
Therefore, we should do all we can try to save the family.
所以我们应当尽量的维持这个家庭。
However, time comes when if the probability of saving the family, saving the home is impossible, then the only thing we have to do is take the less of the evil route.
所以可是有一个情况，就是实在已经不可能这个维持这个婚姻了，这样子我们这个离婚就是几个害处中间比较轻的。
Then the another question would be,
接着一个问题
，Is it all right for divorced person to remarry?
既然离婚了，这个已经离婚的人是不是可以再结婚呢
？Again, do not divorce, get divorced easily.
我再一次提，就是不要随随便便的离婚。
Because sometimes I'm afraid somebody would misunderstand what I'm saying here. I say, okay, let's go divorce anyway. That's divorce is evil. You should not forget about that.
我怕有人误解我的意思，就是说我们现在离婚好了，我现在再要提一次，离婚是不对的。
But under certain unusual circumstances, divorce may be less of the evils.
所以在某些很特殊的情况，离婚可能是几个害处中间最轻的。
Okay.Then under such circumstances, is remarry permissive?
在这种情况下，那既然离婚了，可不可以再结婚呢
？Okay, I'd like to call your attention to a few places.
所以我想请各位特别注意几处。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 32, the passage we looked at earlier.
我们再一次看马太福音第五章，32节。
Okay, Matthew 5:32.
马太福音五章三十二节。
But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, makes her an adulteress.
就是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫她做淫妇了。
Okay, let me ask one question.
我想问你一个问题。
Why Jesus said that?
耶稣为什么这么说呢
？Why?
为什么呢
？If you divorce the wife, divorce your wife, except on the ground of adultery, you make her adulteress.
他说，如果你离婚， 服侍因为淫乱的缘故，你就是叫你的配偶是淫妇，
成为淫妇，
成为淫妇。
Why？
为什么呢？
Let me use something for your thinking, okay？
我想举个例子。
Suppose I'm just talking hypothetical. Suppose
这是一个假的事情，假想的情况。
Okay, suppose I divorce my wife.
我假如我跟我太太离婚。
Okay, and my wife does not marry any longer. She just stays single.
我的太太就
独身，不再结婚。But in that case, is she an adulteress?
这样她是不是淫妇呢？
啊 ？Yes or no? No, right?
不是。
That's why Jesus said, if you divorce your wife except for the cause of adultery, you make her adulteress.
为什么耶稣说若不是因为淫乱的缘故就离婚的，就是叫你的妻子做淫妇？
Why？
为什么呢？
啊啊，
因为他
because she has to remain right，
因为他必须要再结婚。
OK， at the time of Jesus，
在耶稣的时候，
divorce the remarriage after divorce is presupposed、
在那个时候如果离婚以后再结婚是一个很正常的现象。
Yeah, okay, you can say that. It's difficult to say, but anyway, that is the reason why is from a historical study, we know that at that time, single woman cannot live by herself. She has to remarry again if a person is divorced. If a lady has been divorced, she has to remarry in order to sustain.好 ，Liverpool。
我们在这个历史上的考证，我们知道在那个时候，一个妇人很难独自生活，所以如果她离婚了，她就必须要再结婚，这样她才能够生活下去。
Therefore, under circumstances when divorce becomes less of two evils，
所以在这个离婚变成两害中间是比较轻的那个时候。
Then at that time that the marriage was presupposed, namely it take for granted that she will remarry.
那个人就是很自然的就是去再结婚。
And also I'd like to call your attention to another point.
我也想请各位再注意另外一
点。In the First Corinthians chapter 7,
在哥林多前书第七章
verse 15,
第十五节。
We already read, but let me just call your attention.
我们已经念过了，我只是要再提提各位注意。
But if the unbelieving partner desire to separate, let it be so. In such a case, the brother or sister is not bound. What does this bound mean?
在当十五节，倘若那不信的要离去，就由他离去吧。无论是弟兄是姐妹，遇的是这样事，都不必拘束。这里的拘束是什么意思呢？
那个拘束，那个英中文的拘束啊。翻的不是很大意的翻的居士意思好像说 OK let's say in English easy I think this time right 朱弟兄先生你这样我用英文讲 easy for me to say that way
under such a case the brother and sister are not bound to marriage bond any longer
最后在那时候他已经不再受这个婚约的限制
right that's right let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 27
在《更牛前书》第七章
二十七节的呀，
二十七节。
那我们这样 talk about the statement: Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be free.
那你有妻子缠着呢，就不要求脱离。
Again, 那个缠着啊，中文呢？那你所说的 bound 就是说啊 ，you are bound to a marriage bond. 如果你有妻子的话。
被这个婚约，这妻子的婚约
，right， 对，你就受这个婚约约束掉啊，并不说有妻子缠着，不说你的妻子把你缠着，你就不能做事，不是那个意思啊。和前面他什么 different， but anyway， over there talk about are you bound to the wife mean that you are bound by marriage bond in verse 27，
在二十七节就是说被这个婚约的来约束。
Therefore, in 7:15, in such case, brother or sister is not bound, mean they are no longer under the binding of marriage bond.
所以在第十五节那里讲说，他不受拘束，也就是不再受婚约的限制。
And then, under such kind of circumstances, the natural consequences will be remarried.
在那时候很自然的结果就是他们再婚。
Therefore, let me say it again.
所以我要再提一次。
Divorce is evil.
离婚是恶的。
It's caused a lot of troubles.
它会带来很多的困难。
However, under some kind of extreme cases, divorce may be less of evil.
对，可是在一些特别的情况下，离婚可能是己亥中间最轻的。
And under no choice, just like under such a dilemma, probably another way we have to take.
在两难之间的时候，我们也许非得选择这
种。After we have done our best to save the family, save the marriage,
维护这个婚姻。
However, in verse 17 say,
在第十七节
do not, even you finally divorce, do not remarry right away.